The Chasam Sofer is bothered by the question that many of the Rishonim are bothered with, which is, why was Moshe punished? Lachin lo saviu, that he wasn't able to enter Eretz Yisrael for such a minor, what appears to be a seemingly minor offense of striking the rock instead of speaking to the rock. And the Chasam Sofer does not explain like Rashi. Rashi says that's because tzaddikim, we judge them kichut ha-sara, and therefore even if something, it appears something small to us, but for a tzaddik, it's a big deal, and it's significant, and therefore you deserve that type of punishment. The Chasam Sofer takes it in a different direction and explains that in fact Moshe's error of striking the rock instead of speaking to the rock had massive ramifications. In fact, the Chasam Sofer writes that because Moshe struck the rock and did not speak to the rock, he caused the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. So let's explain. If we go back to Parshas Baaloscha, we first begin to see the Koach HaDibur manifest itself with Moshe and his siblings. Miriam speaks Lashon Hara to Aaron about Moshe. And the truth is, when we see in this week's Parsha that Miriam dies, we don't know why she dies. What punishment was it? We have a pasuk in Zechariah, and the pasuk in Zechariah in Perikid Aleph mentions that the Shloshes Haroim died b'Yerach Echad. The Shloshes Haroim are Moshe, Miriam, and Aaron. They died in 1 month. B'Yerach Echad, how could they die in 1 month? They didn't die in the same month. Explains the Chasam Sofer, this is the pshat. The pshat is that Lashon Hara kills three people. The Gemara says, the one who says it, the one who it's said about, and the one who receives the Lashon Hara. When Miriam spoke Lashon Hara to Aaron about Moshe, all three of them were Chayav Misa to an extent. And then even more than that, through the death of Miriam, the Be'er went missing. They no longer had access to water. And it would only come back in the Zechus of Moshe. But what were they supposed to do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, now is your chance to atone for that sin of Miriam. Everyone understood when Miriam spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe, the whole camp waited. Everyone knew what happened. They understood the importance or the koach of dibur, the power of words, that they're full of meaning. And now you have a chance to show in real time why words matter. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, speak to the rock. You can atone for Miriam's sin and show everyone this message. And instead, what does Moshe do? Moshe hits the rock. And what do the people see? Words are meaningless. We don't know why Miriam died. It wasn't necessarily because of Lashon Hara. Because words are just words. They have no power. No impact. Only a maisa matters. Only actions matter. Words don't matter. And from then on, Klal Yisrael didn't value the importance of words. Lashon Hara was normal. Lashon Hara was just part of life. The Midrash writes that had Moshe entered into Eretz Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash would never have been destroyed because Klal Yisrael would never have served Avodah Zarah. Says the Chasam Sofer, only the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Avodah Zarah. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, because of Lashon Hara. Says the Chasam Sofer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested Moshe and said, speak to the rock. Don't hit the rock. Show them that not only will the first Beis HaMikdash not be destroyed because there won't be any Avodah Zarah, but show them the Koach HaDibur
would you, by speaking to the rock, Klal Yisrael would no longer speak Lashon Hara. They would understand the severity of speaking Lashon Hara, the danger and the power of words. But Moshe hit the rock, and they learned the opposite. And therefore, Moshe was not able to enter into Eretz Yisrael. Because Moshe, in effect, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. He had the opportunity, writes the Chasam Sofer, to change, alter the course of history with his words. But instead of using those words to elevate and inspire and to teach, he made them seem meaningless, and he hit the rock. And therefore, the Chasam Sofer says, Ve'al kein, ha-beis ha-mikdash yecharav, machmas chet zeh. It was that sin that caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So why was such a harsh punishment given to Moshe for hitting the rock instead of speaking to the rock? It's because Moshe destroyed the Beis HaMikdash to a certain degree. And if not for that action of hitting the rock, Moshe would have entered into Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael would have never served Avodah Zarah. They would have never spoken Lashon Hara. And we would have been able to be Yashvu Badad Ba'aretz. We would have been able to dwell peacefully on our land. But alas, it didn't happen. And as great as Moshe was, that one sin, as minor as it may have been from our vantage point, it carried a great stick, pun intended. I believe it was Nietzsche who said, all I need is a sheet of paper and something to write with, and then I can turn the world upside down. Words are full of power. They're full of meaning. And that is something we can never forget. Ba'asara ma'amaros nivra ha'olam, the world was created with 10 utterances, not actions. With words. Words carry a lot of weight and a lot of meaning. Have a great day.